All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Podcats Podcast, all things Kentucky Wildcat sports. How about we?
What's up?
Damn near. Here we are. I don't know why I said damn near. I think I was about to say I reckon, but it just out damn near.
Close enough.
I have a very important question to ask you. What is going on?
Who's your pappy?
Who's your pappy? What's going on with college basketball? Tell me. What's going on? I have a follow-up, actually, before you even answer this question.
Make a secondary question.
Here's a secondary question. Why do we have a top 25?
Because there's a bunch of obligated fucking schools out there that think they should be ranked, I guess. I don't know.
Why do we have a top 25 if they keep losing? What's the point?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've been betting money a little bit. I tried to bet on college sports. I just bet on Kentucky games.
I'm giving up on it.
Because I can't.
They're all inconsistent.
Bro, I bet on Kansas today. Nope.
Well, see,
can't fucking do it.
The thing to that is with college sports, unless it's football, do not bet on any of it. Because here's the reason why: they're kids. In college basketball specifically, 9 times out of 10, you're watching freshmen.
Still betting on them. The odds are there, man.
Like,
the odds are there.
I'm sorry. I'm not betting a single dime on Kentucky basketball after watching this last game we played.
I put a bet in.
My argument to that whole game, how can you play defense against a football team?
How can you? Well, here's the thing, and I'll rebuke you on this. We have not seen a physical basketball team until South Carolina.
You are right.
And yes, they did play like a football team. They were built like a fucking football team. Jesus Christ.
I mean, their fucking center wasn't even tall. He's like 6'8", 270.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, you know, to a naked eye of somebody that's never played basketball, which you've played recreationally, I think, right?
I played middle school, dog.
You played middle school. If a random dude just says, why didn't they just put their hands up and grab a ring? It's so much harder than that.
I was also like 5'2", and I never was down low.
See, me, I was always tall until I hit high school ball. It's so much harder than just putting your arms up, jumping, grabbing a board.
Mm-hmm.
When you got somebody that's like 6'5", 6'6", 200 plus pounds, and you're 6 foot 160, 170, dude, it doesn't matter how much. Actually, they could be shorter than you, too.
Yeah. They're
just going to body you, man. Like, yeah. And that's the problem with our team. Yes, we got bigs, but our biggest man is Ugano Nencio, and he's trash.
We're down 10, by the way.
Damn.
Not surprising. Let's go to the Georgia game, first of all. Big Z, hear me out.
He's a bucket.
He's a bucket when he's not manhandled.
And that was the problem in the South Carolina game.
I'm going to compare stats here. Big Z, first of all, he only played, 16 minutes against Georgia, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. We're going to even go in further and say he had 3 blocks, 2 steals, 2 turnovers, 1 personal foul, 1 flagrant foul, and 1 technical foul.
And see, this is what...
He cleared the board, dog.
Before you say anything before I'm done, I want to add this. I think Big Z is too good for college ball. Hear me out. He's been playing professional ball overseas since he was 16. He played against Luka.
Yeah.
He's played against Nikola Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
He has played the best fucking talented... Two of the best talented fucking players in the NBA today. Like that touch pass that he had in his first game that went out of bounds. Reeves was not expecting that because Z already seen that coming. Z already knew that was going to be available.
Yeah.
As soon as I seen that behind the back pass to Reeves for the 3, I was like, this kid is special. He is generational for this team. We have not seen a big in ever like this for this team. That can shoot, score, handle the ball, you know, anything like that. I mean, the last time we've seen somebody that can even remotely come close to that is Anthony Davis.
That's what I was saying.
But he wasn't he wasn't even given the torch to shoot like that.
He didn't have to.
Exactly. But this kid, he don't have to either, but you know what?
To.
He don't give a fuck. He does it anyway. Z is the, to me, the missing piece to this team. Fuck it. You know, the beginning of the year, they said Reeves was the missing piece to the team for staying this year. Nah, dude. Z is the missing piece.
Reeves, though, let me look at, hold on. Let's look at the, so first of all, we only shot one less against the against South Carolina than we did with Georgia. By the way, South Carolina 16-3, that's impressive, man. I think they should be in the top 25.
They probably will be because they beat
let's
us.
Look at Reeves, because here's the thing. About
he's averaging
Reeves.
Like 19, isn't he?
Reeves is averaging. We're gonna see all.
Oh, speaking of...
I can hear you breathing through the fucking...
I know. That's one thing I hate. My nose is always stopped up ever since I caught COVID that first time.
So, Reeves was averaging 14-4 last year. Now he's averaging 19-2.
It's because he's a grown-ass man playing against fucking kids.
His three-point percentage is damn near the same. Well, it's 42.6, and he had 39.8 last year. He's shooting a lot more.
He's taking a lot more attempts, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it, like Calipari said in a post-game interview, him and Mitchell are the leaders of this team.
Yeah.
You know, like, they are the ones that, if something goes wrong it on the floor while Calipari's just coaching them, it's falling on them because they're the ones that's facilitating that shit.
Yeah.
Because the reason why is they're a fifth-year senior.
Yeah.
So, like, I completely understand that. But the thing is what's going to suck, Reeves is not going to get drafted.
No.
And it's because of his age. That, to me, is wasted talent.
Here's the big difference in the South Carolina game right there. Cats were shooting 4 for 13. Mm-hmm. 30% from the three-point line, 30.8. South Carolina 45.8, and there was someone was arguing like, why is every team playing their best ball against Kentucky? Well, that's like their Super Bowl. If they can beat Kentucky, they're going to be known. So,
whenever it really should be, if you can beat Tennessee, you're going to be known.
Well, Tennessee historically isn't the top team in the SEC. Kentucky's always been the top team in the SEC.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is statistically this year, to me, Tennessee's been better than we have.
We'll see, man. It's SEC, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Jesus Christ, the shooting percentage right now. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. We just made a bucket.
Are we shooting decent or no?
4 for 22.
God.
1 for 7 from the three-point line.
It's like these guys on the road can't play.
I've been saying that since... before SEC started, because you were like, this team is going to make it all the way. I said, let's wait till SEC play, because they can never play on the road. My point proven. But they just made it. Hey, 18-12. I think we'll win this game. Predicting that in the middle of the game, and obviously you can tell me I'm wrong when we post this, because I think they're going to win this game. I think that... this team, though, I've always said there's something different about this team. A lot more different factors into it, different players that can just pop off. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. 14-4 right now, 6th in the country. That'll change because AP polls come out on Monday.
If we win today, I don't think we'll drop too far.
Right, yeah.
Then we'll be 15.
Arkansas's 10-9. This shouldn't even be, but it's also at Arkansas. You know, that atmosphere is...
I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that we have... this is the... we are the youngest team in the league.
Dude, that's not new, though.
No, we've always been super young. But, like, I'm saying we are exceptionally young. Reed Sheppard's first game, he was 17.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Bradshaw just turned 18.
But there have been Kentucky teams where it was just all freshmen. So, yeah. You know, you have some older veteran leadership in this team. Big Z, I feel like a big game's coming from. I don't even think that was his biggest game against Georgia.
And see, here's my thing with him. I did some more reading on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's entered the draft 2 times.
Yeah.
But here's the catch. He was never picked up by any team, never drafted, nothing. He went back overseas, played an extra year each time. So that still made him eligible to play in college. So mm-hmm. How old does that make Z? Because you have to at least be 18 to even play in the NBA.
Have you looked his... Why is Hilton Head on here? Oh, I was looking up for the other pod. Have you looked up his age?
I have not looked it up yet.
Well, let me fact check you on this and figure out his age real quick, because I'd like to know as well. Because
he's entered the draft 2 times.
He is... It doesn't show his age. Bio. Here we go. Still doesn't show his age. What are they hiding from us?
Is this man like 30?
Big Z. Age.
Go to the UKathletics.com and then look at the roster. It should show their age.
I would just type his name, but I don't know how to spell his
name. Zvonimir Visic. I don't know how in the hell do I even say that?
20 years old. Apparently that
okay,
was...
Okay, so, yeah.
He's 20.
Oh, that's... this is what scares me with him. He's 20. He's a freshman. He stays his 4 years. He's going to be 24.
Okay.
He's not going to get drafted. He's going to have to do something huge this year and leave if he wants to get drafted.
I mean, you saw that with Tshiebwe. Tshiebwe, after a record-breaking number of awards that he won with the record-breaking... stats that he had his junior year, tried to stay his senior year, got drafted lower than expected.
Yeah.
Probably because he stayed another year. And he got hurt, and that didn't help either. Yeah. But
he's still making the best of his career. I looked at his stats the other day. He's averaging like 5.6 boards.
Yeah, so.
And that's on the main roster.
He's at least doing something.
Still making more money than us.
I guess that's all we can talk about with Kentucky sports.
Going on crazy. I mean,
beat Mississippi State.
Definitely not living up to expectations right now.
Well, they never
but
do.
It's still early.
I don't even have any. I stopped having expectations a while, like years ago.
It's still early. If we can't win the next couple games, then I'm going to say we're going to go into the tournament at 13. Either way, I think we'll make a NCAA tournament.
Dude, since our last podcast, did we talk about the Florida game?
I don't remember.
It's January. Last time we posted was...
I would say we did.
Beat Missouri, lost to Texas A&M, beat Mississippi State, beat Georgia, lost to South Carolina. Down 7 right now against Arkansas, so we'll see what happens. Then we play Florida at home.
To be fair.
And then we got Tennessee at home. So
The team we just lost to who again? South Carolina. Okay. To be fair, that is a South Carolina team that should be rated.
Well, they're 16-3, dog. They just beat a top 10 team.
That's what I'm saying. They should be rated at least top 10.
I said that like
and then
7 minutes ago.
And then, you know, we haven't even met Auburn yet. They're like third something, I think. Hell, I don't know.
They're not third.
They're up
there. North Carolina's third.
They're up there, though.
Auburn?
Mm-hmm.
No. They're in the top 10. They're 8th.
Okay. So, we're 6th. Tennessee's 7th.
5th.
5th, my bad. And then Auburn's 8th. Dude, this is a tough... This SEC is tough.
That's what I've been saying. People are, like, so mad when we lose to SEC teams, but this conference means more. It's the most competitive conference in any sport.
It's called the Power Five for a reason.
Well, you don't see this competition anywhere else.
No.
You don't see these unranked teams that should be ranked beating top 10 teams so often in the SEC. It's so competitive.
Yeah.
That's why Arkansas right now up by 5, they're 10-9. So
what's their conference rating?
Not good, I don't think. I don't think it's good.
You know what I've noticed?
1-5
Oh.
In the conference.
Oh. You know what I've noticed about this Kentucky team, though?
What have you noticed about this Kentucky
team?
We
never start out with a lead. We always go on a, like, trailing.
We start out with a lead.
A couple times.
Before.
A couple times.
Just the games that we lose, you always say that we don't start out with a lead.
Okay, let's jump.
let's move on.
Fair enough. But no, we're going to
whatever
jump.
You said just got deleted, thrown in the... Well, not thrown in the trash. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's just a small little statistic to keep track of, you know, in the future. If we lose this game, we have a bad time when we're down to come back up.
Yeah. Jump to...
What's happening now is the NFL. You got the AFC and the NFC championship games this Sunday. Probably going to post this after the games, probably on Monday. I think this is when it's going to get posted. So hopefully you enjoyed those in the future. And then when you listen, it'll be in the past. How about that? Let's talk about games that happened already. I think we can kind of all us let's and the just, listeners can relate on that. Like before we get into these games, right? You got the Bills and Chiefs, which
was that divisional round? Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the only round we're talking about?
No, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to go back to the Packers,
I don't want to. No, I was thinking wild card really doesn't matter because I mean. You can almost look.
It doesn't matter when the Cowboys lose, right? You've been talking about the Cowboys right now. You've been starting off about the Cowboys. This would be the only team we talk about is the Cowboys. I wouldn't even do that to the Packers. The Packers lost to the 49ers. Missed a field goal. We lost that game. Cool. Christian, who are we talking about who owns the Packers? Fucking George Kittle.
Yeah.
George Kittle owns the Packers. Kyle Shanahan owns the Packers. Kyle Shanahan and... LaFleur, they coached together before. And ever since LaFleur went to Green Bay, Shanahan's been like 3-0 or 4-0 against Matt LaFleur. So that's a statistic to look after.
You know, talking about the divisional round, and there's two games that were within three. And those are the most elite teams, to my opinion, that were in, or the two biggest games to watch.
I feel flattered. To say that the Packers were the most elite team.
They were a very elite team. They beat their expectations from the beginning of the year.
Which is so promising for the years to come.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited about
that.
So,
like, okay.
They're also the youngest team to win a wild card and make it to the divisional.
So
make it to the playoffs, actually, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, Jordan Love didn't have a better game than Purdy, but he threw for 194 yards, had 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Aaron Jones had 18 carries for 108 yards. I don't know this guy. R. Dobbs. I'm not.
Romeo Dobbs.
There you go. Yeah, I guess so. 4 receptions, 83.
I guess so. I know so.
Fair enough.
I'm a Packers fan. I have to know these. Jaden Reed.
Yeah. Here's what really...
Jaden Reed really stepped up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Though, for real.
Here's where it kind of killed you guys, I think. Christian McCaffrey.
Coming from a guy who lost in the wild card.
Yeah, fair enough.
Go ahead. Yeah. Tell us what we did wrong.
The run game. Y'all couldn't stop their run game.
Well, they had Christian McCaffrey. What the fuck are we supposed to do?
Oh, I'm saying, like, he had 17 carries, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns. Then George Kittle had 4 receptions, 81 yards, a touchdown. And then Brock Purdy... through to me a really good game considering it's like one of his first playoff games he's played. He threw 23 for 39.
Now I'm gonna argue with that because his first game ever was a playoff game.
Right, but even then, like, I felt like this one meant more.
His first game ever was a playoff game.
Right. Like I say, though, I feel like this one kind of meant more for him. Because he had a full season.
For Shanahan, he has a personal vendetta of beating the Packers in the playoffs.
He's got like a full season ahead of the playoffs, you know. And
I mean, from the get-go, you know this guy was special. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That team is complete. And Deebo Samuel is expected to play on Sunday. So,
mm-hmm.
He got hurt in the Packers game.
And then, you know,
Let's move on. I'm getting sad. No, I'm playing. I'm not. I'm actually super excited for next year just because, like, you know, there was throughout the season for the Packers, there was a lot of, like, it was a lot of, like, confusion on how well this team's going to be in the future. And then they kind of hit that spark in the past, like, the last three games of the season, especially beating the Vikings to make the playoffs, beating the Lions. Make the playoffs, get in that wild card spot, play against a rival as well as, you know, the Cowboys who were hot and going into Dallas and completely just destroying them.
As a fan of the Cowboys, man, we fell apart that game. Like, I think at about maybe 5 to 10 minutes within that third quarter.
The Cowboys have some type of playoff curse.
We do. And honestly, I like Prescott. He arguably had an MVP season. If he would have won that game, at least got us to, like, you know, maybe divisional or arguably if he would have got to the divisional round for us, maybe throw him the talks of MVP of the season.
Maybe Offensive Player of the Year.
He barely had any interceptions this year. Lamar threw, like, 8 or 9 interceptions.
Yeah, but how many yards did Lamar rush for?
That's a quarterback that should be a running back. I've always hated Lamar Jackson.
Listen, I don't care if he came from Louisville. That dude's an athlete.
Oh, he is, but I can't.
And he's playing. Even though he threw a lot of interceptions this year, he did do a lot better in that quarterback position.
I can't.
Than he has.
I can't stand a quarterback that his first initial idea. Ooh, I got the ball. I'm a run. Like, no, you are.
You don't like Michael Vick.
No, I've never liked quarterbacks that first initial thought is, ooh, I got the ball. Let's see what I can do with this.
I love quarterbacks that have that dual threat, dude.
No, yeah, like if it's an imp, but see, he's not a dual threat. He doesn't have an arm.
Let's look at these stats. Lamar Jackson. Bro, he only had 7 picks in the season. Tied for 85th.
Hmm.
7 interceptions. 24 tutties, tied for 11th, 3,678 yards. That's an average quarterback.
That's fair.
He was 4th in QBR. I wish I can look at his, like, yearly stats comparable to last year. He had 1,400 more passing yards than he did last year.
Okay.
Last year, he had 17 tutties. He had 24 this year. Same amount of interceptions last year. 2021 was his worst year. He had 13 picks.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll give it to him. He's getting better with passing, but I just can't stand a quarterback that his first initial thought is, let's run this bitch.
But why?
You're not... with his speed, hell, you might as well just enter the fucking league as a damn running back or wide receiver. If you're just going to fucking run.
But he can
run,
throw the ball.
I mean, yeah, I can too, but what's the damn difference?
He's getting paid millions in the NFL. That's the difference.
Exactly. But,
you're
like, what
hating.
I'm...
I don't know why you're hating, bro.
If he had an arm, then yeah, I'd like him. But to me, he just... He's not a quarterback. He's a running back or wide receiver.
I don't get how someone who isn't a quarterback got 4th in QBR this year, but that's just me.
Well, like I said, though, he is getting better with throwing the ball. But that's because he had OBJ on the team. Before that, who was his receivers? He had nobody.
He barely even passed the ball to OBJ. I was putting bets in. Odell's, like, his odds for getting receptions at, like, 1.5.
But the crazy thing is, that's their best receiver on the team. Like,
I beg to differ.
All right, but let's move on to the Kansas
City. I'm not
City.
Moving on. I just want to prove you wrong on who the best fucking receiver is on their team.
They have Mark. Is it Mark Andrews their running back? Or is it
tight end?
Tight end, okay.
Zay Flowers, 858 yards, 5 tutties. Mark Andrews, 544 yards, 6 tutties. Isaiah Likely, their backup tight end. Mm-hmm. 411 yards, 5 tutties.
You want to hear my argument to everything you're saying?
Nelson Aguilar, 381 yards, 4 tutties.
You want to hear my argument?
You know who their best receiver rated-wise is on, like, Madden? Rashad Bateman. 367 yards, 1 tutty.
Like you just said, though, they didn't ever hardly target Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay.
My thing, giving this man millions, barely targeting him, y'all gonna get put out this year, he gonna leave again. That's exactly what he did to the Rams.
Here's my argument to that. You have so-called the best receiver on the team getting paid millions, right? If they didn't use him as much as they did, why are they 13-4? That's why are they
fair.
Number one in the NFC or AFC?
That is fair. That is very fair. I will give you that.
He did have 565 yards and 3 tutties. He had 35 receptions, which is about the same as they gave Rashad Bateman.
That's
now,
fair.
Zay Flowers is, I could be wrong, a rookie. So
where did he play at?
Boston College.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I'm just saying, the dude, best passing year for Lamar Jackson. Yes, he had 821. He led the league, or he led the team in passing yards and rushing yards. But in that defense, I'm pretty sure the leading rusher got hurt.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Their running back did get hurt, so he did have to start taking the ground more.
J.K. Dobbins did get hurt.
Yeah.
They had Gus Edwards, who still had 810 yards, 13 touchdowns.
And to be fair, J.K. Dobbins got hurt at like right before their bye week. And that's what that guy did.
No, he only had one game. He played one game.
I guess I didn't find out about it till then.
He had one game, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, and their backup, Keaton Mitchell from East Carolina State.
Ooh.
He only had 47 carries, but he had 396 yards and 2 tutties.
Fair enough.
Okay. So, I get it. You don't like Lamar Jackson, but he's doing well this year. That team overall as a whole and their defense is insane.
I think that's what got them where they are.
Their defense?
Yeah.
They do have one of the top 5 defenses in the league.
Now, here's where another good argument to what I just said. I don't like a quarterback that his first initial thought is to run. But
I don't think his first initial thought is to run either. I don't think he just grabs the ball and runs. Obviously, they have set plays for that, right?
Right.
But when he drops back and he sees a window, he's going to run the ball and he's going to run for like 20 yards. So
here's what surprises me. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Buffalo game.
Okay.
All right. First, I'm going to talk about the winner, Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out to them.
Fuck the Chiefs.
Right.
I'm part of the 600 billion that are against the Chiefs
tomorrow. So, Patrick Mahomes threw for seven.
First, you have to root for the Chiefs, by the way. Before you say anything else, you were just hating on Lamar Jackson for running, so why would you root for a quarterback who's just going to run the ball?
Because I'm tired of seeing the Chiefs.
Go kiss Taylor Swift's ass. I'd do the same.
I would lick that fart box all night long.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, here's the statistic that is probably going to blow your mind on this, actually.
Of the Bills Chiefs game?
Yeah.
All right, I was going to look up stats. I'm going to try and guess this.
Who do you think had the possession the longest?
Bills.
Yeah. The margin is way off. The Bills had the ball total of 37 minutes and 3 seconds. The Chiefs only had it for 22 and a half minutes.
Yeah, because they had...
Their offense is that nasty.
Their offense is... We... You know what's funny? You say their offense is nasty. Their offense could be 10 times nastier if, one, they don't have to pick up anybody, just get rid of Kadarius Toney.
Exactly. Okay.
Also, Travis Kelce does run his own routes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which he's good at. I mean,
all right. So let's get into the stats of the top, I guess, game leaders of all the offense. Fuck defense. You know, because that doesn't win games, you know. Anyway.
I won 13 games for the Ravens.
Right. Okay, so Patrick Mahomes threw for 17 for 23, 215 yards, two tutties. Isaiah, I don't want to butcher his last name, but I think it's Pacheco.
Pacheco, yeah. Yeah.
15 carries, 97 yards, one tutty.
Dude, he's a dog.
He is. And he's big for a fucking running back. He's like 6'3".
Him running, what was that? It was like the Mission Impossible scene where
he's just running. Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Dude, he puts his head into it, bro.
And this one kind of kills me, too, because I figured Kelce would have had way more receiving or receptions. Or that, too. I thought he would have had... This just tells you, like, they put the ball on the fucking field a lot.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce only had 5 receptions, and he was the leading receiving yards guy. 75 yards.
Okay.
2 touchdowns.
Yeah, one of his was like a 24-yarder, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm.
And then going to the Bills' side, you look at their statistics, you're like, damn, they won this fucking game. No.
Well... Tyler Bass is getting hate comments right now.
Yeah, he literally deleted all threats. He deleted all of his Instagrams, everything.
Yeah, he deleted his social media.
Josh
People
Allen
still know where his PO box is, so they're gonna be sending him death threats there. Yeah. Bills Mafia ain't giving up.
They'll be back next year. Probably better than ever, honestly.
Tyler Bass needs to kick a lot of field goals in the offseason. So does fucking whoever the Packers kicker is. I keep thinking it's Mason Crosby, but it's not Mason Crosby
Mason
anymore.
Mason Crosby went to...
It's Carlson.
Yeah.
Carlson.
Yeah. Josh Allen led in 2 categories here.
Let me guess.
Passing and rushing.
Yeah.
He's a dog. I love Josh
Allen.
I
don't like quarterbacks who run the ball.
Well, this is the first actual game this year that Josh Allen led in rushing yards, actually. I've been keeping up with a lot of the Bills' stats this year, though. Josh Allen threw 26 for 39, 186 yards, one touchdown. He also led in rushing yards with 12 carries and 72 yards with 2 touchdowns himself.
What's his longest rush? I should say that on there. If you look at, like... It should show it. I'm trying to figure out. I didn't really watch the game. Voice crack. Jeez.
I can't find it for some weird reason. Never heard of this guy, but he led in their receiving yards. D. Kincaid.
Oh, Kincaid? Yeah, mm-hmm. He's their tight end.
5 receptions for 45 yards. Not a very good throwing game. But then again, when you're playing the Chiefs' defense, it's going to be a tough game, especially when they're on and... Whenever they are on, by God, they are on. I don't really have a lot to say about the game because, I mean, I wanted either team to win. You know, obviously, you know, I was leaning more towards the Bills because, you know, the revenge game, it was their day. I felt like this was their year to show up in the playoffs and do something.
Well, you know who fell off that kind of ruined all that? Stephon Diggs.
He did. I don't know, man. If they would have never got... I feel like if Minnesota never would have got rid... If he would have been in Minnesota still, him and Justin Jefferson together...
Yeah, but Justin Jefferson got hurt.
Yeah, but just imagine.
And Kirk Cousins got hurt.
Jefferson
a lot of injuries for the Vikings that kind of ruined their playoff hopes.
The biggest thing would have been Justin Jefferson here, Stephon Diggs there. Dude,
that would have been a dream matchup, but I don't think they'd be able to do that.
Yeah, me neither. They were just going to quickly go through these other two games. I'm going to
do a play-by-play to see if there was a big rush by Josh Allen, because there normally is when he gets up to, like, 70 yards rushing.
All right.
No, fuck that. I ain't doing play-by-play. Let's look box score. Bills. It does show his longest was 18. I don't know what stat line you're looking at.
Baker
carries two tutties, though, for the rushing.
Baker threw a hell of a game against the Lions.
It was a valiant effort.
I think they'll be back next year, and I think they're going to be better.
The Lions are America's team right now.
They definitely have half of America on their side. Well over half.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the Texans had everybody on their side too, dog.
Well, everyone wanted a Lions-Texans Super Bowl, so.
I mean, honestly, dude, CJ Stroud.
Could you see it happening in the next 3 years?
I'm going to even cut it to the next 2 to 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm not saying CJ Stroud is generational by all means, but something got in that kid this year. They started their year like 1-7
mm-hmm.
and won the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, dude. I mean, and now granted, you know, this is what he threw for a really good Ravens defense. 19 for 33, 175 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins had 5 receptions, 68 yards. Devin Singletary had 9 carries, 22 yards. They just completely shut him down.
Right.
So, like, you know, and then Lamar Jackson, 16 for 22, 152 yards, 2 tutties. Lamar Jackson, 11 carries, 100 yards, 2 tutties himself. And Zay Flowers, 4 receptions for 41 yards. Both teams play their heart out on defense.
Did you say Zay Flowers? Mm-hmm. Didn't I just mention Zay Flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about the when they played the Ravens.
But what really killed, I think, this whole...
I don't know what your position is on that mic, but it sounds muffled.
Sounds muffled? How about now?
It looks... It sounds fantastic.
Sounds... Okay. That's where I'm leaning on this side.
Yeah.
But, man...
I think you had your beard
I have no idea. But... When it's coming to the conference championship games, I don't want to see the Chiefs move on, but something's telling me they're going to, just because it's the Chiefs.
It's the Super Bowl logo, man.
Exactly.
It's a Super Bowl. They leaked the script,
but
people
see,
are catching on.
It's red and purple.
It's catching on.
It's red and purple, so that's going to lead towards, you know, maybe the 49ers and Ravens. But I don't want to see that. Like, the game that I want to see.
You don't want to see Lamar Jackson run the ball anymore. I get it.
What I want to see is the damn Lions and the Ravens. And I want to see the Lions win it. Because just last year, they were absolute dog shit.
Yeah, they did pick up.
Plus, Jared Goff deserves it.
Yeah, he had a good year. He had a fantastic year, actually. We'll see. I don't know.
I'm not going to put money on anything. I'm not even going to make a
probably
bet on
will.
Anything.
I actually did on stats.
Something's telling me right here. I'm not a Lions fan by all means, but the Lions went against the 49ers, man. I think they got a mighty good chance of winning the Super Bowl.
If you do, I'll personally hand you $20.
What?
If the Lions beat the 49ers. You don't have to give anything back to me.
Okay.
Just be on time next time for the pod. I don't know. Just fucking...
Fair enough.
I'll personally hand you a $20 bill. This is a one-sided bet. Like, I don't win anything here.
Fair enough.
But... I'm not saying the Lions will lose. I'm just saying it's going to be tough to win at the 49 in San Francisco.
And that's the reason why I say if they win in San Francisco, oh, it's theirs. The rest of the season, it's theirs.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who the fuck they have to play on the other side of that fucking field, it's theirs. Because this is, to me, if this is the Lions, this is their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, this game right here is a Super Bowl. Treat it like a Super Bowl. Chiefs and Ravens, that's just another game.
That's just another chance to see Taylor Swift and Lamar Jackson run the ball.
Pretty much. I mean, now, I will say, if the Ravens do get that game, then yeah. You know, I mean, because me personally, running game is not going to work against Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs defense is going to crash the fucking offensive line on a running game. Now, if you get them out in the field, you know, you throw the ball about maybe a good 20, 25 yards each possession.
Mm-hmm.
Switch it up, run the ball for another good 10, 15 yards. Yeah, then you'll beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because their defense ain't going to be able to handle that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. By the time this is posted, we've already found out.
Yeah.
So, we'll keep you guys updated on if Jeremy gets his $20 or not.
So, let's move over to NBA right now real quick.
Okay. Luka.
Luka dropped 73.
Joel.
Dropped 70. Not to mention, Jaylen Brown dropped 77.
Jaylen Brown dropped 77. Devin Booker dropped 68?
Yeah, not points, though, unfortunately. But I seen a big quote, and it was from Jaylen Brown, I think.
Yeah,
Jaylen Brown. No, DeMar DeRozan. My bad. 100 points is getting broke this season. It's going to happen.
I think
if it's not this season, it's next season.
I think it's going to be Jokic.
I think
Dark Horse. I think it's going to be Jokic.
It's either
Joel Embiid already had his moment.
It's going to be Luka, Jokic, or Joel Embiid.
Watch someone like fucking.
At least Kobe's record is going to get broken.
Watch like Steph just start
going the fuck.
Yeah. Throwback to or like 2017.
You know, it might not even be any of the guys we just announced. It could be somebody like Dame or Devin Booker or. I don't know. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes off.
Banchero. No. Okay.
If Paolo does that, I will personally give you $20.
That's a low bet. That's a low bet.
$30.
That's still 40, a low bet.
50.
I'd be expecting like 200 from you if Paolo.
I will clean this room and buy you 4 cases of beer.
That's equal to like $100. I'll take it.
I'll take it on that. But no, man.
If Paolo Banchero is the first player to drop 100 from now until it happens.
Or hell, we could be completely wrong. Fucking Wembanyama could just go off.
Bro, if Wembanyama drops 100.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
Speaking of Wembanyama, I seen a thing the other day where somebody was talking on a podcast. I don't remember what podcast it was. And that I really felt weird because I never really listened to podcasts. And I don't know why.
That's crazy.
Whenever I was watching it, I was kind of thinking along the line. I was kind of thinking.
Nothing's happening until later on.
But I was kind of, I was listening to it, right?
Can we at least mute this? I can hear it through the mic.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Holy crap. That was barely even turned up, though.
It's kind of in the background, yeah.
But whenever I was listening to it, they were like, Wembanyama.
I thought it started at 7. Sorry. I guess it's starting now. Cool. All right, go ahead. Wembanyama podcast. You don't listen to podcasts. That's crazy.
I was at work, and I was just like, I don't want to listen to music, so I just threw a podcast on.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying if Wemby can, over the summer, transform his body to where he's at least 30 to not even 30 pounds heavier than he is now,
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to stop him. He will lead. He will be the league leader in scoring, rebounds, defense, everything. And it would be the first player ever, they said, if it happens, to win MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and Most Improved Player mm-hmm. all in one
yeah.
year.
I think players with that type of height and athleticism, and you can say the same with like a potential breakout of Big Z going back to Kentucky with him being like 7'2" or whatever, and having that, you know, having that body, that athleticism, the shooting that he has and everything. That's something that, like, those type of players, if they bulk up, like, Giannis size or something. I don't see them being stopped by anyone.
I'll say the same argument about Giannis. Excuse me. If he's got everything else. You know, he's got a little midi now. He can hit that every now and again.
If he can hit the three.
If he hits the three.
If he can knock down three-pointers.
If he can, and I'm not saying, you know, Steph Curry consistency or even LeBron James consistency, because I think LeBron has arguably turned into a very good three-point shooter now because the league's evolved. He's averaging like 3 to 4 threes on about 6 to 7 attempts a game.
Let's see his 3-point percentage. Keep talking. I'm gonna look.
So I'm
historically he's been below average, yeah. Below average 3-point shooter.
Honestly, if Giannis can get a consistent three and shoot about maybe two of them a game and at least make one of them, greatest player of all time by the end of his career.
I think so. I think he'd be up there in like the Wilt type of conversation.
Personally, I wouldn't even throw Wilt into that.
I would just because of like his position, size, everything like that.
But
so
look at how big centers were back then, though.
I'm just saying, I'm throwing him in the Wilt conversation.
Yeah,
as one of the best center, Kareem, same difference. Well, Kareem was a center. He was a center.
Mm-hmm. He was like 7'1", 7'2", yeah. Something like that. But no, I mean,
LeBron's 3-point percentage right now is 39.7. So that's
the best he shot in his career.
No, it hasn't.
Really?
2012-13, he shot 40%.
Okay, well, arguably almost the best of his
close
career.
Close.
He's definitely shooting deep as hell, though.
Yeah,
like we're talking, this man's pulling up, you doing the fuck you thing, you know? Boom.
Yeah, but at the same time, he is averaging the lowest points per game. Yeah. Arguably in his career, yeah, actually, right now.
But, I mean, he's got... He's,
you know what's
got,
crazy? I'm saying he's averaging the lowest in his career, still 24.8. It's just
exactly.
Light work. It's just easy work.
And then, you know, next year he's just going to start randomly going left-handed, he said, so...
Whatever he's got to do to stay when LeBron...
Believe it or not, LeBron actually is left-handed. Yeah. So what if this man just randomly starts going off next year with his left hand?
I think his age is going to stop him from doing that.
I do too. Because honestly, as much as people are going to say it, and you'll even say it, if Wimby got bigger, LeBron's not stopping him. Only reason they could stop him now is how small Wimby is. Even then, if Wimby would jump like he can... I've seen that man get his head over the rim multiple times.
I mean, when we talk like this, we're talking about this dude's ceiling, right? Because
this man is the fucking ceiling.
No. We're talking about this dude's ceiling. So, like, you have this talk of, like, potential if he gains weight, if he gets stronger, no one's going to stop him. But there are times where Joel Embiid will only drop, like, 12 points in the game because teams will stop him. I'm just saying, like, his ceiling, yes, is through the fucking... Jordan's quote, the ceiling is the roof. Like, he can definitely become arguably top player ever if he gains weight, if he stays consistent through his percentages and his shots, if he stays true to his game. His game right now is unstoppable at it is. The only thing that's stopping him is that he's like 105 pounds.
Well, I mean, even then, he's making it work.
Yeah.
Because here's what's going to help him if he stays this weight right here. Hear me out.
I'm hearing you. I'm listening, actually. I have headphones on right now.
This kid, I say kid because he's actually younger than us, which is incredible to say now because, like...
I've always said that about, like, people like Rob, who's, like, 19 or 18 or something.
Like
this kid...
This just blows my mind.
This kid is dropping, like... This kid is, like, 7'2", and can probably walk over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 7'4", and can move like a guard. Okay? You throw him out there... Obviously, no, he got killed by... Well, actually, no, he didn't even really get killed by Joel. He still dropped, like, 30 that night. And Joel even dropped 30 that night. Mm-hmm. So it was a really even matchup.
Yeah.
Hell, even the defense was played better by Wembanyama.
His quickness is also something that he could work on. Because, like, when you say he moves like a guard, yeah, he's fast and everything. But, like, guard quickness, that was a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, for a big, he moves like
a guard.
For
a big to move the way he is impressive.
That's
why
I
believe
say,
he moves like a guard or not, it's impressive the way he moves.
Like, a man... Well, I'll rephrase it. A man that big should not be able to move like he can, regardless.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a damn if... Because, you know, we always thought Anthony Davis was quick for his size. No, you put Wembanyama by Anthony Davis, it's like putting this bottle of bourbon right next to that.
No, it's putting this bottle of bourbon right next to that, the light there.
Yeah.
Dude's slim as fuck, Slenderman.
I mean, like, you're talking about a kid that's 7'4". Possibly you can still even grow height, like, taller.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body continues to grow till you're, like, 21. So, like, this kid could come back next year and be, like, 7'7".
Yeah.
That's what the crazy part is. Like, this kid is phenomenal. I'm stuttering so much because I don't know how to describe Wembanyama because we've never seen it.
Yeah,
the closest thing we've seen is Giannis.
It's only first year, dude. It's only his first year.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. He could fall off.
Anthony Bennett style, you know?
He could get hurt. Derrick Rose style, you know? Mm-hmm. You never know. You never know. Never fucking know.
And now, you know, rookie of the year argument. I don't like adding 2-year players to the rookie of the year thing, like Chet.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, because this is his first year playing. Whenever he was a rookie.
He didn't have a fucking chance.
He does, though, because it's his first year playing. They go by the first year.
I'm saying if you don't like adding the second year because he was hurt all season last year, then, like, what's the point of not liking that because he didn't have a fucking chance to win last year?
But what I'm saying is he's not really a rookie, so say. This is his first year playing, but it's technically his sophomore year.
Still, I think he has a chance. I think he deserves a chance for rookie of the year because he didn't step foot on the court last year.
And that's my
this is his rookie year playing. That's what I'm saying. Like so when it comes to that, college players coming to the NBA, seniors versus freshmen, right? You have a 24-year-old that...
Versus like a 19. Versus sometimes like a 19, even 17
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, so like...
Like you're talking grown-ass
first
men.
First full year playing on the court. Doesn't matter how old you are. My question is, well, if they still have faith in this dude if he was hurt for 2 years. Came back, played. Yeah. Now, if he's hurt for 2 years, might as well just retire. Take the pay cut and go home. But if you want to play, I mean, shit. If you're like 27 winning rookie of the year, Jesus. Now you have a situation where they're like, he must have fucked a 15-year-old. He must have caught cases when he was like 21, 22. Fucking Josh Giddey style.
Right.
Which that case got dropped. We don't have to talk about that anymore.
Speaking of the Oklahoma City Thunder, dude, they are
balling.
Absolutely balling. Completely ballin'. Blowing everybody out of, like... They're beating... Superly beating.
You could say I'm an OKC fan.
I'm following them, man. I'm really following them.
When I say that, I followed them heavily when they had Westbrook, Harden, and Durant. That was the year I got introduced to them because, one, I have cousins that live in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And they were like... They gave me a hoodie, OKC hoodie, and I was like...
Fuck it. Might as well watch them, you know?
And I'm pretty sure this was, like, close to when they, like, moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So that's when I kind of started following them. Then they started to suck. Everyone started leaving. And then Ja Morant got drafted. Now I'm paying attention to the Grizzlies. Ja Morant gets hurt. I'm just paying attention to the NBA. But I'm still low-key, like, an OKC fan. If they win, like, I'm rooting for them.
Man, and then, like... I liked Golden State before they even went with that bandwagon bullshit with Kevin Durant, everybody liking them when they went 73-9, right? But
yeah.
After so long, I kind of after that couple of years of watching the Cavs and the Warriors in the finals,
God, that got so boring real quick.
It was like, dude, it's two super teams.
Yeah.
Like, where's the fun in this?
Might as well just skip the regular season. Just be like, all right. Like,
yep, we're just going to have these seven games whole year.
Preseason predictions. Who you got in the finals? Cavs or Warriors?
Sure as fuck wasn't going to be the Hornets.
Sure as fuck wasn't going to be the Pistons.
Man, I was going to pull the NBA standings up. But
yeah, I'll look it up.
Minnesota's doing good.
Yeah.
They're finally getting things together. And I know it took them 3 years, I think, almost to get it all going, but I don't even think it was I think the missing piece they were needing was Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, once they started to evolve.
They were lacking a good guard. It didn't matter if it needed to be a point guard, or shooting guard, or none of that. It just needed to be a guard that could score because Cat couldn't do it all himself. And they needed a guard that could play defense because Gobert couldn't do all that himself. Mm-hmm. Well, now they got both.
You have OKC, Minnesota tied 32-13.
God,
the Clippers are third.
That team surprised me too. You're talking a bunch of old ass men out there giving their fucking heart and soul.
Yeah, I mean shit.
And the thing is they started out.
It normally doesn't work like that.
And the thing is whenever that trade happened, they didn't win a game for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Now they are in talks of arguably being a championship contending team.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen, and people called me crazy. But
I'm getting so used to like Golden State, the Lakers, the Suns, you know, making it far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And now you're
to the point where I'm sitting here thinking that Denver at fourth at 31-15.
I think they got lucky last year.
Denver at fourth. Phoenix sitting there at six.
That's a super team. It should have never happened.
Like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, who would they beat to make it to the finals? And then I'm also sitting here thinking, it should be an easy road because it's just Oklahoma City and Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not Oklahoma, if you are Oklahoma City and Minnesota, and who was the third seed? L.A.?
The Clippers. Clippers. Yeah.
You ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
Like, literally, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got to go through? Luka?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you ain't got to worry about the fucking Grizzlies now because half their team is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to worry about LaBaby James.
Yeah.
Because, hell, he ain't got no help. Anthony Davis? Austin Reeves? Probably gone next year. D'Angelo Russell? He's been balling out, but he's probably going to be gone before trade deadline.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no power. This is the first year in the NBA that the power has been spread out across the league since, I would say, the year after Kyrie left the Cavaliers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see long-term-wise, and I'm not saying the whole season, I'm saying in like 3 or 4 or 5 years, the buildup of the Spurs. Because, you know, we going back to Wimby talk.
I was about to
build around Wimby, they could be a championship contending team in the next 3 or 4 years.
Here's where my mind's running.
Okay.
If they don't try to build around him and they say, oh, we're going to trust the process with the team we got, Wimby is going to leave. But here's also another thing. How many more years does Popovich have, dude? He's starting to look rough.
He's starting to look a little rough. He's been looking a little rough. The past 3 or 4 years, you've been more, thinking, hey, this could be the year.
that's what I'm thinking. Like, as soon as Pop is gone, nobody's going to want to play in San Antonio. And see, that's what I'm trying to figure out, is why does nobody want to play in San Antonio?
Well, it depends on who they pick up as his replacement. If they pick up a good coach, people are still going to want to play.
What coaches are there anymore?
Depends on who's on the coaching carousel, man.
I mean, the best free agent coach right now is Doc Rivers.
Okay, but they're not picking up a coach right now.
He's not even a free agent now. He's signed with the Bucks.
What if
LeBron retires, becomes their coach?
People want to coach prime in the fucking NBA? The NBA's coach prime?
John Calipari to the Spurs?
John Calipari needs to leave Kentucky and needs to leave Kentucky quick
Send a death threat.
I'm not sending a death threat. I'm doing some more. I'm going to go over there and coach their team. I'm going to take a spot and probably win against a team like South Carolina. Anyway, can we move over from the Western Conference to the Eastern Conference?
What is the East doing, my guy?
Boston Celtics 35-10. Milwaukee
31-4. Oh, wait. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought the Thunder had the best record.
No.
They don't.
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Celtics might have a year, my dude.
Here's a crazy stat to look at with Boston. Their home record is phenomenal.
What is it?
20-1.
Oh.
They've only lost once.
Whoa.
At a home game. Going down the list, number two, Milwaukee, 31-14.
I thought they were doing worse than that.
Number three is Philly, 29-14. Here's the team where we were talking about OKC and Minnesota just kind of making their way up. It's crazy. The Knicks are fourth.
Ooh.
29-17.
And didn't they just
17.
Trade away Ananobi?
No, they have Ananobi. Yeah.
Because they got rid of a couple people, actually. They no longer have Obi Toppin.
No.
Which was a terrible move for them because they didn't really get nobody in return for that. They got rid of R.J. Barrett, which was a stupid move. The Raptors are about to blow up next year, guaranteed.
Yeah, but Jalen Brunson's going off.
Brunson is going off.
Who do they even have on their team? Let's look at their stats.
Randall, Brunson.
Julius Randall. Brunson's averaging 26.5.
Y'all ain't seeing my face, but Jacob, what's...
Shocking. Shocking. Speechless, actually.
Because this man was just like last year only averaging like 19, 20 points
they
a game.
Still have... Wait, hold on. What's the star? Midseason trades? Yeah, okay. So Barrett went to Toronto.
Who else did they send out? I know they sent more than just him.
Who did
Emmanuel Quickly. They sent him there too.
They sent like a shitload of people to Toronto.
That's why I don't see how Toronto... Siakam ain't even there no more in Toronto. He's in the fucking Pacers.
Yeah. Who did they get?
They pretty much gave them away. They hardly got anything for them.
Draft picks, maybe?
Isaiah Hartenstein and somebody else.
Averaging 8 rebounds a game.
Who?
Hartenstein.
For the
Knicks.
Yeah.
Not even the leading rebounder, though. Julius Randle at 9.2.
It's kind of low for... Yeah, we got Mitchell Robinson at center still, right?
Yeah, he's averaging 10.3, but I don't know why Randall's leading in rebounds, so I don't know. Maybe Mitchell Robinson, he's hurt. He's only played 21 games.
Oh, shit. Okay, who's fifth seed?
Fifth seed. Couldn't tell you. I'll tell you right now, Cleveland. Pacers could be up in the top four.
Eventually, yeah, because now they just added fucking Siakam like 2 weeks ago.
Imagine if what's his face didn't get hurt.
Who?
I can't believe
that. I mean, you know, we realize if Miles Turner ends up getting hurt and has to sit out for a while, Oscar Tshiebwe would be their starting center, right?
Halliburton.
Oh, Halliburton got hurt?
But
he's an all-star starter.
Did he not get hurt? Oh, I guess he's back.
Fair enough.
He got hurt. He was hurt earlier this year. I thought he got carried off the court, if you don't remember.
I do remember that now, yeah.
It had to have been January 8th, because his next game, he just played his last, or 19th was his last game that he played.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I guess that was recent.
Fair enough.
Still a starter, though, because he was averaging 23.6, and he did drop, he's out. I guess it's day-to-day. Bro, that game where he had, how many assists did he have that one game?
Like 20 or 30-something. It was outrageous.
23 assists.
It's nuts.
Nuts. 22 points, 23 assists. That's like a Tshiebwe college points rebound stat right there.
Right. Speaking of, let's switch from the good teams and talk about the bad. So, you know, it's pretty obvious who the teams are. I think it's...
Pistons are down there.
The Spurs Wizards. Are down there. Wizards. Just because of a trade, I think...
Portland's down there. The Hornets.
Yeah, Hornets. Toronto is going to be down there. Okay, so we know
Golden State's down there.
Yeah.
Not by a lot.
If the Spurs manage to pick up another number one pick, what's the mock draft right now?
We can look it up real quick. This is going to be the last thing we'll talk about, though.
Yeah, because we're at an hour and 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Almost five.
And I got things to do.
I do too. I gotta do my forearm workout. Cody Williams. Right now they have the Pistons getting the number one pick.
Cody Williams?
Yeah, I'm on NBADraft.net.
Bleacher Report has Alexandre Sarr.
I see that as a fourth pick going to the Bobcats. Hornets.
The Bobcats.
I miss them, dude.
Who'd you have as the first pick?
Cody Williams from Colorado.
He's seventh at Bleacher Report.
Seventh is Memphis picking up Keyshawn George. Shout out to our Lexington boy here, Rob Dillingham.
He's up there, top 10.
Top 10 to the Rockets. Just Reed Shepherd to Orlando at 15th. I'm for it.
I'd like for him to stay.
I would too. Zvonimir Avisic to the Pelicans with the 20th pick.
What, off of that one game?
Right? Aaron Bradshaw is a 26th pick. They're smoking dick.
He kind of fell off.
He did. He had all that hype around him. I think what really killed him is that hype. I don't think he was five-star worthy. Oh, no. Vucevic still has a chance. Bradshaw's has way too many, has had plenty of chances. Vucevic has had one bad game. I haven't
really
looked at his stats.
I haven't really heard him getting that much hype, though.
Here's a Bucks logo you ain't seen for a while.
Jeez.
Man, that's... And then there's a Wolves logo you ain't seen for a while.
Bro, you need to get off that fucking website. They're stuck in the 1900s. they're stuck before... They're stuck before LeBron James time, bro.
Boston taking DJ Wagner as a 30th pick.
I don't believe anything that website says if they're using like
what
the
80s logo. Fuck is that logo for Denver?
Yeah, no. Get off
that
fucking website.
Let's get out of here real quick.
Get off that fucking website.
Well, if I can't even fuck... There we go.
Bro, that was before Jordan time.
Man. Yeah, let's go to Bleacher Report and just scroll through here.
Already did.
Alexander Sarr. A bunch of, like, overseas guys. Yeah. And, like, I'm not against it, but I'm not for it either. Like, there's so much talent here. Now, I've seen Matthias Bouzelius play. He's nice.
Yeah.
His pro comparison is Franz Wagner. Very, very solid dude. The Raptors have... it's taken Dillingham.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Williams to Memphis. Jacoby Walter to Atlanta. Kyle Filipowski to Houston via the Nets. Portland is taking Yevis Musisi. Thunder is taking Tyler Smith from G League Ignite. Dalton, the dude from Tennessee, is going to New Orleans as 13 is what they're thinking. I mean, there's some ideal stuff. Reed Shepherd still to Orlando. Him, Paolo, Franz Wagner.
He'd fit so well as a Kentucky Wildcat next year. That's all I'm saying.
He would fit in well there in Orlando too, though. I think
he'd fit a lot better as a Kentucky Wildcat next year.
Right. Kevin McCullough to where? New York. Kansas
player. Who?
Kevin McCullough.
Who's that?
Dude from Kansas, number 15.
Oh, I know him. Okay. Mm-hmm. When I say I know him, I've seen him on TV.
KJ Simpson from Colorado to New York.
Who?
KJ Simpson.
Anyway.
Who cares? I'm looking for names now that we might know. Khalil Ware from... He moved to Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he play last year?
I couldn't tell you.
Duke.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know he transferred. That's... We're almost done with the first round.
Let's not even look in the second round, dude. I'm trying to end this pod. I got things to do.
That's it.
People to see. Alcohol to drink.
Man, don't we all.
All right, thanks for listening. We got a lot of things off of our chest there.
I had like a whole month to go over.
Yeah. If I let you talk, you would have like went into NHL or some shit. Anyway.
Hell no. Fuck off.
Dude, hockey's fun. Hockey's fun to
watch. I can't talk about it. I don't know nothing about it.
There's some dude that scored 4 goals. That's all I know. That's pretty impressive, actually. It's hard to get a hat trick. It's hard to score 2 goals, anyway.
Man.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Or whenever we post it. I don't even know. Whatever.